I get it. It's a preference. Just like me, I like girls with mental issues. And especially if they're just coming fresh out the mental institute. Oh, those are my favorite type of women. Welcome back to the Bromar Show. This is the show where we talk about things that are trending in internet culture and also living life as a guy in his 20s. I am your host, and go ahead and make sure you follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. Also, make sure you follow The Bromar Show on Instagram and TikTok, which is at The Bromar Show. And ladies, y'all really don't want a 9-to-5 man? Oh man, I'm getting ready to go into this in just a couple moments. But first, never in my life I thought this was going to be possible. And it's funny because this was the entire personality of the Bromar Show at some point. But I actually am surprised this is happening.
If I'm being totally honest,
okay, I know that gal.
I cannot stop thinking about them coming.
I've tried hundreds of different ways to make them come.
Every night, I pray for them to come.
My husband and I would love to watch them come.
If they come, I'm getting hammered.
We would do anything to make them come.
That's right, honey. Anything.
If they come, I'm gonna explode.
Could you imagine all three of them coming?
That'd be sick.
If they're gonna come, I better start stretching.
Wait until I tell my grandkids they're coming.
Oh, they're gonna come!
Guys, they're gonna come!
They're gonna come!
They're coming!
They're
finally coming!
Oh my god, that's funny. But that's awesome! Honestly, yeah, I'm excited. I am hyped. Tom DeLonge is coming back to Blink-182. Totally crazy, I know. Never in a million years I thought it was going to be possible. But, you know, now that I think about it, I probably should have commented this on, you know, those TikTok accounts that say that they're from the future and this is going to happen in whatever date. Like, apparently this month we're supposed to have a zombie pig breakout from some lab or something. I believe it was like October 10th, but it's the 13th. I haven't heard anything. And I would go in those accounts and comment and say some stuff like, no, I'm actually from the future. Because in 2025, the Detroit Lions win the Super Bowl. Like, I'll just make up some random speculation. I probably could have done the same thing with this and said that Tom DeLonge is coming back to Blink-182 and people would have ate it up and they would have called me a prophet. And I would have been like, guys, I just made that shit up. I'm sorry. But yeah, I'm really happy he's coming back. Was not expecting it. I really liked the promo. The promo was actually really cool. And now the question is he going to sing the song about the dog? Is he going to perform that? So they're basically, yeah, they're reuniting back again with Tom DeLonge for a tour, which is why they're announcing to go buy tickets now. And what's really interesting too is they have a new song coming out and a new album. So it'll be really interesting how this will go down. But I'm really excited. I'm glad Tom DeLonge's back and is taking the break from studying the aliens. I think now the secret's out. Aliens are real, but Tom DeLonge discovered it way before the Navy confirmed that. He was the only one that successfully broke into Area 51. It has come to my attention that this has been an ongoing trend recently, or actually for a while. It's just that I just now am starting to address this because it's just not a very good look on these ladies when they come up with these type of preferences.
I can't fuck with no that work a 9-to-5. What I don't know fuck? Why. I just need a fast money ass. It don't have to be like drugs or like fraud, but like rapping or like dealing with media or like shit like that.
He can't have a 9-to-5.
What? Why not? You don't want him to have an honest job?
He could be a hustling entrepreneur.
So you want him to be you want CEO status?
Yes.
I'm going to be honest about this. This is not a very good look on these ladies. Because the way I see it right now, they don't really have like a correct answer or a better defense. To me, it just seems like this is their justification for dating the broke guys that they're attracted to, or for picking the bad boys instead, the drug dealers, the trap gods, you know, the dudes with cups of lean, Xanax bros. I don't know what else to call them, but you get the idea. The way I see that is that they're justifying on them wanting to still pick the broke boys or the bad boys. Which, I get it, it's a preference. Just like me, I like girls with mental issues. And especially if they're just coming fresh out the mental institute. Oh, those are my favorite type of women. But yeah, every time I just see a woman talking about not wanting a 9-to-5 man, that's immediately what I think. And these ladies could use a better answer for not wanting a 9-to-5 man. They use the whole entire, I want him to be an entrepreneur, I want to build with him, all this mess, yada, yada, yada. And it's like, y'all are really wanting these celebrities, which, I mean, everybody wants celebrities, all right? Don't be a basic bitch. But I can tell you the answer that these ladies can use for not wanting a 9-to-5 man. But before that, I'm going to actually preface with a story here. So, at work, there is this woman I know. And when I first started working at this job, she was talking about how her husband was going to get another job for more money. Just a little more change. And he suggested the idea of him working for Amazon. And she was like, absolutely not. I don't want him slaving himself away to a company that will treat him like crap. Which, I mean, it was really telling of the type of woman she is. She really cares about her husband. And I mean, I could assume that he's already hardworking enough. Like, he has exhausted a lot of his energy to keep a household, a marriage, etc. And I just think that, yeah, she doesn't want her husband to slave away his energy to a company that doesn't care about him. And I think if you women are going to be out here saying that you do not want a 9-to-5 man, this is a good defense to use. You don't want to see your man have his energy taken away by being a slave to the corporate world, especially to a corporation or a company that absolutely does not care about him. And this is where you can go ham with this too. You can just say, well, it is important my man puts his energy into this marriage or this relationship. Otherwise, it's not going to work. And let's just say in this case, she's putting all the energy and effort needed into the marriage or relationship. And the husband, as much as he wants to, he can't because all that energy was used up on, you know, working that job, that 9-to-5. And then comes home exhausted, goes to sleep, goes to bed, wakes up and repeats, and then obviously has Saturday available, but I'm not sure what other upcoming things he has. There's sometimes where jobs would ask you to come in and work on weekends. Like, I would understand why. And a lot of the time these women are saying in the clips that a 9-to-5 man is boring and that they're not as thrilling. They're not as fun. I'm like, girl, I don't understand what you're talking about. This is a stable relationship. The shit that you keep on asking for on the internet. And yet you still complain when a stable guy, a stable relationship is offered to you. Now, obviously, not all 9-to-5 guys are that stable. I get it. But it is a good sign of stability if it has a 9-to-5, because a lot of 9-to-5s require some really weird requirements, like getting a college degree in a specific field, right? And then you have to use a cover letter, and then you get a resume, and then you come in for a first interview, and then you come in for a second interview, and then you come in for a third interview, and then you go through orientation, and then you do this, and then you do that, and then congratulations, you're part of the staff. For, you know, an office company. It's a little cubicle that you're trying to apply for. You got to do all that compared to working at a restaurant. All right, cool. How many years of restaurant experience do you have? All right, can you move? Cool, awesome. Do you do drugs? Oh, great, awesome. Everybody else in here does too. You're hired. Really simple as pie. Oh, man. I don't know what else to say other than the fact that, hey, Like, I would understand you if you don't want to see your man slave his energy away to a corporation that doesn't give a shit about him. Like, I would get it. But a lot of you ladies just give the wrong reasons, which is like, ah, basic girl over here. She thinks he's boring. She thinks he's not thrilling because he's got a 9-to-5. She thinks that he's broke, even though the baby daddy that she was with was also broke. My gosh. All right, so that pretty much is going to do it for me. Thanks again for listening. Make sure you go ahead and follow the podcast on whatever platform you are listening to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Play. And also go ahead and follow The Bromar Show on Instagram, which is at The Bromar Show. And that's going to do it for me. Until next time.